prayer request to go to John chapter 14. Yeah, we'll take up the offering. I always forget something. Come on. Let's take up the offering. Thank you, brother. That's where today was. How many of y'all had that happen to you today? Yeah, Becky lost her water. The pump went out on the house, and we ran a hose from my house to her house, and, you know, you back run it. And she got water now, but we got to put a new pump in tomorrow. The pump went bad. And then Brother Jim and I was working on the Greyhound. We thought we got it straightened out, the water pump, and it's still leaking like a sieve. It's just, that's the way it goes. Mama said there'd be days like this. Mama said. So, and there are going to be days where things get kind of crazy. But we're talking about the Holy Ghost, and I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost in me. And the Bible tells us, be not drunk with wine when it's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And being filled with the Spirit is as allowing God have more control of your life. Not you running it, saying, but you asking God and putting things, the Lord first in your life. And that's what it's all about. It's saying, God, you have your will and way in my life. I want you to run it. And if you start running it, you'll mess it up. And every time I start running it, I mess it up. And every time anybody, you know, other is saved, start running your life, you'll mess it up. And we want God to run it. And I want the Holy Ghost of God to have full control. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost was given in John chapter 14. And he's given, and he convicts of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He shows us about sin, righteousness, and judgment in our own life. We're supposed to judge ourselves. And if you'll pray the Spirit of God convicts you remind you when you do something that's not pleasing to God the Father, that the Holy Spirit of God would show you, he'll do it. He'll do it. And now we're not charismatic. We don't pray to the Holy Ghost, because the Bible tells us that when you pray in Jesus' name through the Spirit. You pray in Jesus' name through the Spirit. So, but if you'll say, Lord, may the Holy Spirit of God convict me. May the Holy Spirit of God, remind me that when I'm doing something that's not pleasing to you, and usually it does happen. Usually the Holy Spirit does do that. John chapter 14, and John 14 verse, this is simple stuff. This is like milk here. This is like milk. If you've been saved any amount of time, it's milk. And I like a good cold glass of milk in a hot day, amen? But the Bible says in verse 7 of John 14, if ye had known me, ye should have known the Father. And also, and have henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. It will satisfy us. And Jesus said unto him, I have been so long a time with you, and yet thou hast not known me. Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and knowest, and thou sayest, how then showest us the Father? Believe that thou, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. And the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. There you're talking about God, Jesus Christ, talking to the Father and the Father in him. Right, he's a part of the Trinity, but he's in the flesh. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now you say, is that anything? It's anything according to his will. It's according to his will. And he says, you know, a lot of times people are praying, God, let me hit the lottery. God, help me do this. And they're praying for wrong things. If you love me, keep my commandments. He says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide in you for how long? Forever. Last week we talked about the Holy Ghost. When he comes in, he's a seed, and he protects the seed. And you become God's child, and the Holy Ghost is inside you, and man, he'll convict you of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But also he seals you. The Holy Ghost of God is sealed inside you. He's in there. He's sealed. And he's a comforter. So when you're going through troubles and trials, when you start talking to God, he'll comfort. The Holy Ghost of God will comfort you. And he'll give you comfort through, and especially when you're reading the Word of God. The Bible tells you that the Holy Ghost of God, he's making intercession for you. He's inside you and he's praying for you. He knows you better than you know yourself. And he knows what you need. He knows exactly for you to grow. And we fight against God. We as Christians fight against God. Even though we're saved, we still fight against him. The Holy Ghost is inside of us praying, don't give him this, don't give him that. Lord, help him. He needs this area better, this area. So the Holy Ghost knows the area in which you need to be stronger in. And he's praying for you. Take your Bible, look and hold your place there. Go to Romans 8. Romans 8:29. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I'm thanking God that the Holy Ghost of God is inside me. Man, I thank God for that. And boy, it's a comfort. It's a comfort knowing that I got somebody can guide me. If you need guidance in your life, the best thing you can do is get in this book and pray God that the Holy Ghost of God will show you. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost of God will teach you and lead you in all truth. If you want truth, most people get saved and they go like this. They say, I trust you, God, my salvation. You can save my soul out of hell, but that's it. I run the rest of it. You do. You make a mess out of it. If you got to let God handle everything. You got to let God handle every aspect of your life. You got to pray about jobs. You got to pray about houses. You got to pray about family. You got to pray about where to live, what to do, what church to go to. You got to pray about all that stuff. Pray for your safety and children. Brother Jay called me today, left a message. And he said, brother, we won't be there tonight. We're heading to Connecticut. Pray for our safety. Pray for safety. Lord, protect my children. Every night I get down to pray, I pray, God, protect the children, their husbands, their wives, my grandkids. Put a hedge about us and keep us safe tonight. May the Holy Spirit help us to put the fear of God in us, give us a tender heart towards you. I pray that. I've been praying that for 30 years or more for my kids. And I know most of y'all do the same thing. And it's good to do that. Because why? God answers prayer. When you pray according to his will, do you think it's God's will for God to have to, for your children to have the fear of God in them? Yes, he does. It's God. The fear of the Lord begin in wisdom, amen. Knowledge, understanding, the fear of God. Amen. And that's a good thing to pray for yourself. Amen. Put the fear of God in me, Lord. Amen. Give me a tender heart. So you think, when you start praying things according to his will, God answers prayer. When you start praying, God, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, you think God's a genie that you can just rub it and then he's going to give you what you want. That's not the way it is. God, there's people dying and going to hell every day. God sees that every day. Every second he sees people dying and going to hell. And he hears, it's like it's something that aggravates you. And I really do believe that Christians aggravate God. I believe that. Because I get aggravated sometimes. I've been in the middle of something and the kids will say, pop up, pop up, pop up. And I get, And here God knows. God's more patient than we are. And here God knows people are dropping into hell by the thousands. And all we've been like, God, give me this, and God, give me that. And the Lord's looking at what you could do to change something. You could, if you just yielded yourself. Man, if you just yielded me, boy, how I could use you. People dying and going to hell. My Lord, man. The Holy Ghost. Look what the Bible says. Verse 26. You know, we're praying all the time. God, prosper me. God, prosper me. That's most charismatic. They teach that. Prosperity gospel. If you're not rich, you don't have a good, nice car, you don't have all that stuff, then you're not right with God. They teach that stuff. And they're saying, the Holy Ghost showed me. And the Holy Ghost talked to me a few minutes. You see him on TV. And the Holy Ghost told me this. And the Holy Ghost told me that. And the Holy Ghost didn't tell them nothing. They're a bunch of liars. Bunch of liars. They're just trying to get more money out of you. They're trying to make you think that they're spiritual. If you send them money, you'll get that. That's a lie. And the Holy Ghost ain't nowhere near them when it comes to that. The Lord will prosper you, but sending your money to them ain't going to prosper you. It's going to cause you to go bankrupt. But God can prosper you if you're in his will. You're serving. You said, what about these rich folk, got all this money? A preacher said one time, he said, you can tell what God thought about money by the kind of people he gave it to. God don't think much about it. It's not that big of a deal to him. You're walking on streets of gold up here. You got all the, money, American money. Thank God for money. Thank God we can live for them. Thank God for a good job. Thank God for the pay your bills. But look at here. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. And when you get down and praise the Lord, I you know, I don't know exactly what I really need, but I like to have this. You know, that's my desire. But God, you know better what I really need. And Bible says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God supply your need. So that's taken care of. He'll supply it. Just like a father provides for his family and provides for the food and all that stuff. God knows. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, think about that, groanings which cannot be uttered. What is that? What is that? For he searches the heart to know what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the what? I mean, the Holy Spirit, yeah, I take it sometimes as groanings which cannot be uttered. God, the Holy Spirit's really interceding for you, maybe even to keep you alive. Maybe don't give him that, God. Don't let him have that, God, because you know he's gonna mess up. The groanings which cannot, I wrote down here, groanings which cannot be uttered are often prayers which cannot be refused. Spurgeon said that. C.H. Spurgeon. He's the groanings which cannot be uttered are often prayers which cannot be refused. Praying in the will of God. I pray for my wife that God would, I just the other day, her and I in the room, I prayed God would heal her hip. I prayed, I put my hand on, I said, God, if you be your will, would you heal her? Be a blessing. He chooses to. But sometimes you choose to allow the doctors, use a doctor in a situation. But look here, look back to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And it says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now, you and I have a comforter inside of us. What do we do? Where do we go to get comfort? A lot of times we go to wrong places to get comfort. When we should be getting comfort from God. I know this, when I'm going through a valley, I don't like to tell nobody. I don't want to tell nobody about it. A lot of people like to get on Facebook and tell everybody. I don't want to tell nobody. If I'm going through a valley, I just get on my face and get along with God and talk to him. And boy, it seems like when I talk to him, it just seems like there's a peace that comes. The Holy Ghost of God just gives me comfort. And you don't have to go around and broadcast it. Because if you do, it might not get answered. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid if I tell too many people, then it might not get answered. And Lord knows. You got the Holy Spirit of God making intercession for you, inside you, with groanings which cannot be uttered. You ain't got to tell everybody. Just pray. Amen. Seek God. Amen. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now, you got something that the world doesn't have. You're sitting in here tonight, you're privileged. You're in the elite group. You're in the clique. You're in the clique. Everybody talks about the clique in the church. You're in the clique. Why? Because you got the Holy Ghost of God inside you. You received him. And you know, I was going to talk about what the Holy Ghost, the ministration of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is abides forever with the saint. He's there. Never leaves you. Now, you can grieve him. You can quench him. The stuff we do sometimes quench the Holy Ghost, grieves him. And look on down. Look what else it says. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. God said, I'm not going to leave you without comfort. Man, thank God. We all need comfort. Every once in a while, you need a pat on the back. Every once in a while, you need somebody to just kind of give you a hug. Every once in a while. Now, if you got to get a hug every time you come to church and a pat on the back every time you come to church, there's something ain't right. He says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keep them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. there's something you need to underline. Keeping God's commands. Somebody said, I was talking to a guy the other day, he says, I got seven kids, but I got one I really love. And he goes, do you have that? I said, no, I love all my kids. They all, you know why? Because they all seem like they're trying to do right. I said, when one's closer to you, I mean, you say one's closer to you. No, when they're all trying to do right, it's just a blessing, man.
Yeah.
I mean, but what happens is when you got your kids that's out and they're not living for God, and you got one that's trying to help, trying to be a blessing, trying to live for God, that one's closer to you. You might have a love more because the Bible says that Jesus had a disciple which he loved, which was John. John was always there. John was right there. He loved them all. But that one, John, he was just a little closer. He got in, you know why? Because he wanted to. You know what I found about God? You can get as close as you want to God if you want.
That's right.
He'll never refuse you getting close to him. And then what happens is the other Christians get jealous of it, just like the rest of the family. Family got jealous of Joseph because the father made him a special coat. The Lord's showing you something there with Joseph, like John. And God gave John, he got a special revelation. It's called the Book of Revelation because he loved God. And when everybody else forsook him, ran away, John was right there. John was there taking care of his mother. You can get close to God. You can get close where, man, just the love that you, man, you'll just feel his presence of love around you. That's what you want. And what I find a lot of Christians, they don't know, you know, like Rex Harrison, I never forget, he's saying, oh, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. People accuse God of not loving them. But you can get close as you want. Thank God for the Comforter. Look down at verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. See that thing? He said the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, is going to come. The Father sent him in Jesus' name. He says, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The Holy Ghost will give you what you need to say. How many of y'all been witness to somebody and you thought, where'd that verse come from? Man, where'd that come from? You know what I'm talking about? You'd be witness to somebody and God will give you something and you'll go, wow, that was the Holy Ghost. That means you were in the Spirit. Woo! That's good. So that gives me a chill. Oh, yeah, man. Nothing like it. Nothing like walking in the Spirit. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, where it's excess. But be filled with the Spirit. And you got to be filled with the Spirit. It's not like when you get saved. When you got saved, you got the Spirit. But every day you live, you got to fight that battle. Or who's going to run my life? God or me? And you got to yield. It's a daily yielding. It's a daily surrender every day. Because what happens is you getting things in life will get you mad, get you upset, get you worried, and get you, you know, fearful. You know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of the sound mind. It'll get you, the Holy Ghost will comfort you if you rely on him and say, Lord, I need you. I need your help here. If you can keep in your mind and say, quicken me. That's the word I was looking for. Holy Ghost, quicken me. When I get my mind off track, when my mind starts wandering, may the Holy Ghost quicken me and remind me to keep my mind on, stayed on them. If not, you'll be off track. So we'll get into some more of that next week. Brother Ken, I don't want to take no more of the time. Come on, because we messed up last week.